This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Raising the debt ceiling.
We're just not going to negotiate about that.
Baldwin film fallout.
An announcement on possible charges.
Paramedics face charges.
Call for help and get murdered.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, the Treasury Department is expected to confirm today that the U.S. has reached its debt ceiling, the nation's legal borrowing limit. CBS's Scott McFarlane has more on what that means and the political battle that's unfolding.
Later today, the Treasury Department is expected to announce it's taking extraordinary measures to prevent America from defaulting on its debt. Those include shifting money between government accounts. The Treasury will also temporarily hold off payments to some federal employee retirement plans and health funds for retired postal workers to give Congress a few more months to raise the debt ceiling. Republicans who control the U.S. House, and particularly those who demanded concessions from Kevin McCarthy before he became Speaker, say they want promises Washington will cut its expenses before raising the debt limit.
Why wouldn't we sit down now, set a budget, set a path to get us to a balanced budget, and let's start paying this debt off?
But the White House says it won't negotiate over such a vital thing.
This is something that should be happening without conditions.
Virginia Democrat Abigail Spanberger says just the possibility of brinksmanship could rattle the markets, 401ks, and trigger a recession.
Leaders within the financial sector, economists, business owners have already begun to really, you know, explain and ring the alarm bells of why this is an issue.
A district attorney in Santa Fe, New Mexico, is expected to announce today whether charges will be brought in the deadly shooting on the set of the film called Rust back in 2021. Alec Baldwin was holding the gun that went off, killing cinematographer Helena Hutchins. Trial attorney Rachel Fizay tells CBS Mornings.
What the investigators and the prosecutors have been evaluating for the last 14 months is who knew the risks on the set that relate to serious injury or death.
Baldwin insists he didn't pull the trigger on the weapon, which had a live round in it. For reasons that are not clear, the actor has sued some members of the production team. An Idaho judge has unsealed the search warrant for murder suspect Brian Koberger, the man police say killed four college students last year. CBS's Lilia Luciano.
The documents present geolocation evidence from what investigators believe to be Koberger's phone after the killings, alleging, quote, it is likely that he still had blood or other trace evidence on his body when he returned home, and, quote, likely that some trace evidence was transferred to areas in his apartment as a result. Police say the list of items seized from Koberger's apartment in Pullman, Washington, includes a nitrite-type black glove, eight possible hair strands, plus cuttings of a reddish-brown stain from an uncased pillow and two mattress covers with multiple stains.
A criminal case in Springfield, Illinois, could have implications for emergency medical care. CBS's Charlie DeMar says a man in distress died and two EMS workers face murder charges.
When 35-year-old Earl Moore Jr. called 911, he was looking for help, but the paramedics who were supposed to care for him are now accused of killing him.
We're going to have an ambulance come check you out, man.
Police officers called for that ambulance on December 18th after they were told Moore was hallucinating due to alcohol withdrawal.
This is Earl.
Body cameras captured Peggy Finley, a paramedic with LifeStar Ambulance Service, entering the room. Just a minute later, when Moore didn't respond, Finley yelled at him.
Earl, sit up.
She then tried to drag him across the floor.
Sit up. Sit up now.
She didn't even know Earl, but she acted like she knew him, calling his name and dragging him like that.
Let's get up on your feet.
Because I am seriously not in the mood for this dumb
officers helped another LifeStar paramedic, Peter Cadigan, put him on a stretcher. Cadigan appears to shove Moore back down on his stomach.
Slam him like that. That's what I keep saying, to her whole body shake.
Moore died less than an hour later after arriving at the hospital. An autopsy says the cause was asphyxia due to prone, face-down restraint.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
A major snowstorm has caused problems from the Rockies stretching into the Ozarks. About a foot of snow in the Denver area. A section of Interstate 70 was closed in both directions because of a big crash for several hours. Jason Schneider got some exercise in his Aurora neighborhood with a shovel.
This is my workout. I can eat whatever I want after this.
Today, President Biden gets a look at some of the extensive storm damage in California. Even though the rain has stopped, there have been new mudslides.
An Altamont commuter express train was hit by mud, rocks, trees, and other debris that came sliding down a narrow canyon.
It jolted us pretty good.
The mudslide continued to flow, pushing up against passenger cars. Commuters like Henry Palacios were evacuated to the back of the train.
If you went to the next car, you could smell the tree and you could smell the mud coming down. You could smell like the soil, yeah.
Fortunately, there were no injuries reported. California has seen at least 500 mudslides in recent weeks. Matt Bigler for CBS News, Pleasanton, California.
New Zealand's Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern says she'll leave office after 5.5 years on the job.
I know what this job takes, and I know that I no longer have enough in the tank to do it justice. It's that simple.
She won praise for her early handling of the COVID pandemic and for dealing with the country's worst mass shooting. Recent polls have put her Labor Party behind conservatives. The FBI is involved in the investigation into gunfire that hit a power substation outside Greensboro, North Carolina. There was some damage, but no power loss. Last month, two substations were hit in a nearby county, knocking out power to thousands. Police are looking for 5 men charged with felonies who broke out of a county jail in Farmington, Missouri. They made their getaway in a car. There's growing concern about 65-year-old actor Julian Sands.
He doesn't love you, but I love you. I want you to have your own thoughts and ideas and feelings.
Perhaps best known for the film A Room with a View, Sands has been missing for 5 days in the Southern California mountains. Authorities say he was hiking and reported missing on a trail on Mount Baldy. Weather conditions have hampered the search.
Looking to instantly upgrade your Mother's Day gift from typical to meaningful? Shop Etsy. Get up to 30% off well-crafted and personalized gifts from participating shops until May 12th. This year, embrace your creative side. You know, the side your mom gave you. And shop Etsy for custom jewelry, style pieces, home decor, and extra special items she'll adore. Need something original and affordable for Mother's Day? Etsy has it. Shop until May 12th for up to 30% off gifts for mom. Terms apply.
It looks like a reality TV show princess will be able to dress up like a real one after a major purchase.
Sotheby's says Kim Kardashian has purchased a favorite pendant of the late Princess Diana. The auction house says the 1920s Atala cross consists of square-cut amethyst, circular-cut diamond accents with flowery details. Selling price? More than $197,000. Sotheby's says Kardashian beat out at least 3 other bidders for the necklace, which Diana wore to a charity gala for the group Birthright in 1987. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
As the Buffalo Bills prep for this weekend's playoff game with the Cincinnati Bengals, the team says DeMar Hamlin has been a regular visitor this week to the practice facility. He's recovering from cardiac arrest. Head coach Sean McDermott says Hamlin's improvement has helped his teammates. That's the CBS World News Roundup for Thursday. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the CBS News Roundup ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Stephen Colbert here to tell you about the Late Show Pod Show, which is our podcast for the Late Show with my producer, Becca. Becca, how long have you been producing this podcast?
I've been producing this podcast for 2 years now.
And your favorite thing about it?
The extended moments, for sure.
Right, because sometimes I'll interview like a big star for 25 minutes, and we can only put like 14 minutes on air. Where can people get that?
On the Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert, wherever you get your podcasts.
And who produces that?
I help out. It's a team effort.